Okay, we just try this again because it was an awful mistake by me, because we got very, very huge, big console here standing, everything digital, and it confuses me like hell because it's the fucking first time. So we just play it back and try it again.
Turn on the script, hey! So come on, default.
You listen to Zupiter 88 FM, and at the moment is an absolutely chaotic atomic log rotation. The next will be a little song from Tool Anima. You might know it.
See you on the dead end. tattoos, anything, fuck your tattoos. Fuck all you chunkies and fuck your short memory. Fuck smiley gladhands with hidden agendas. Fuck these dysfunctional, insecure actresses. Tidal wave. I wanna see the ground give way. I wanna watch it all go down. Mom, please flush it all away. I wanna see it go riding down. I wanna watch it go riding. Watch you flush it all away.
Hi, this is Superior 88.3 FM, and we just had a little chat with Tim from OpenBSD.de organization, and now we have here Netrunner and Easton, was it right? Aston, sorry. Yeah, and still absolutely chaotic radio station here because we got no clue what we're doing here, but we feel well. Do you feel well on the campsite?
Yeah.
Absolutely. What are you doing here?
We are currently living, sleeping, trying to code some stuff together, trying to find freelance. Yeah.
And do you already got internet? It's a very early stage here, so it's usually you don't get any internet at this stage here. Do you have it?
We had some network from the very far net access point. It was pretty difficult to get it. But it was working. Now we have another access point that is working perfectly.
Okay, so you made the network by yourself?
Yeah, right.
Okay. So, let's turn over to some new music from System of a Down. Well, actually, I heard it's not your music style. Sorry for
Mine
that.
Not, yeah.
Okay.
Wake up! Grab brush and put a little makeup! I just got to fade away!
I just got to fade away the shit!
It's all wrong, all wrong, Hi, we are back on Radio Sub Eater. Our show is Atomic Log Rotation, and now we have some guests. We already talked with them a little bit about camp life. Our guests are from a special project. They are from Rock Linux. Aston, please tell me something about your project and your work on the camp.
Rock Linux is a distribution build kit. It is a congregation of scripts that are creating a distribution of you like with many configuration options, but you shouldn't make the mistake and compare it to something like Linux from scratch or Gentoo, because it is not a sorted distribution like many people do. This is compare. It is really a possibility to create a distribution of your what you need for, example, special processor, special purpose. That's currently what we are providing.
Okay, I think it's something like a toolkit for building an own Linux system with the help of some .mag files. Am I right?
No. This is everything made with shell scripts. This is no .make or Python or Perl, like many other systems that are building something from sources are using. This is because of the portability. We decided to use only shell because bash, for example, is usable on every possible system. This is really ported on everything. It is also perhaps not the fastest, but really good usable.
Okay, is Rock Linux on the camp with a special tent or village? Do you working on a special project, or do you have a goal on the camp?
On the camp, me personally, I have only the goal currently to work further on the alpha port of Rock Linux and on the Diet Libc based sub-distribution of or target of Rock Linux. This is my goal here, and we can be find in the OpenBSD tent in the left one when you look from the entrance. We have a deal with Vim, the PR guy of BSD. Oh, so
that's funny. OpenBSD and Linux distribution together in a tent. They're friends, I think, no problem.
Yeah, we are really good friends, and many people from in Rock Linux are from the BSD part, so the connections are pretty good.
Okay, let's play another song. I think Rock Linux is something for the hard guys, and now we're playing some music in this range.
Yeah, we'll have a little bit Apocalyptica now. Thank you.
Okay, now we are very interested in setting up as many Rock Linux boxes as possible. Aston, if we are beginning from the ground up, what are the first steps to install a Rock Linux system?
The best thing is currently the best thing is to get from somewhere a binary ISO of Rock Linux target distribution, for example a desktop or a generic one. This can be found, the link can be found somewhere on rocklinux.org website, www.rocklinux.org. There should be a link somewhere, I don't remember currently where it possibly can be. And then when you boot from this CD, you get shell. So you have our target is not to force anyone to use any special tools that are shrinking the possibility of moving of a hacker like everybody here is. And so we have a shell at the beginning, so you can do everything by hand, or start the stone cold system. This is a dialog based installation tool that you can use to install the system. This is menu driven, so pretty easy to use. And when you have installed the system, you can boot it, of course, and I would say you can then download the sources of the current tree of Rock Linux. It is we are pretty close to the 2.0 version. It will be the next stable, and this can be done while downloading from the SVN server. This is the subversion server. And we have also snapshots of the sources, so it's also possible to get tarballs.
Okay. You said that you are working on the alpha port. What other platforms are supported currently by Rock Linux?
Oh, this is pretty many currently already. This is, of course, the Intel compatible systems and AMD, also MT64-bit. The new processor is already supported, when I remember correctly. Spark 32-bit and Spark 64-bit. ARM is pretty new in our support list. PowerPC is also supported, so
so I could try it out as well. That's nice.
Yeah, right. And it is pretty stable now. So it is really usable. So you can have fun with it.
Actually, I have a little problem with my laptop because somebody took away my nice DVD player. So at the moment I have no DVD player. Can I boot Rock Linux from external drive as well?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Oh, that's fine.
It is you can boot, for example, from a disk from a normal floppy disk, and then install the whole system over a network. Well, so it will be also a solution.
You know, it's a little problem to use a floppy disk on a Power Mac because they have no floppy disk.
Oh yeah, right. That's this problem.
But I think there might be a way over the open firmware. Do you have any documentation regarding to the open firmware to boot from other device on a web page or
documentation?
Okay, we know this from coders. So
yeah. I would say we have a guy that is really good at it. This is Rini, Yoohoo Rini. He's currently the maintainer of the PowerPC port, so he will be, of course, able to help you.
Okay, so I will have a look.
Or maybe it's possible to read the fine source of your installation scripts.
Yeah. The sources are pretty readable. Yeah, okay. Should be.
Read the source, okay. Let's have some
so
more.
So it's the ultimate documentation.
Okay, thank you, Aston from Rock Linux, for being here. Zero again at Radio Sub Eater later. Now we're playing another song. It's Window Pane from Opeth.
Have fun.
Okay, welcome back to Radio Sub-Eater. You're listening to Atomic Luck Rotation. We have another guest from the Rock Linux team. It's Netrunner. Netrunner, do you know anything about the Atomic Luck Rotation problem, and do you have solved this problem in your system?
Well, I'm very new to Rock Linux, so I haven't seen all the problems that are in there yet. But I found some parts of Rock Linux interesting for me, and I want to put some development work in there, like cluster building and so on. And yeah, I have a nice machine with a multiprocessor that I can use for cluster building. And I want to do my development work a little bit on the camp here, because I have time, I have now my holidays.
So it's easy to contribute to the Rock Linux development?
Yeah, it's quite easy. It's contributing is done via the mailing list. You just send a patch there and it either gets applied or not. Or you can join the Rock Linux channel on the Freenode network. There are also going discussions on about development, that you can meet the maintainers there, and you can also discuss the weather or what you just ate or something. It's a nice community. It's a small community, and so everybody's friendly to each other. Nobody tries to fork something like in other distributions.
Yeah, so it's some kind of a small family.
Yeah, nice people, like Aston we just heard, and only when he's not trying to kick me, but yeah.
Who's making the dishes?
I did today, but I have to force the Eastern.
I have done it in the morning.
Yeah, breakfast dishes, it's very easy to do.
Okay. So it's a good switch to our next topic. It's about camp and about food. And now we're listening to another song from Fear Factory. Thank you, Netrunner, for being here, and have a nice day and sleep somewhere when you're at home.
Thanks.
Or get another club martyr. Hi, this is Radio Sub-Eater at 88.3 FM, and you're listening to Atomic Log Rotation. If you feel like you're hungry and want to have a nice cup of tea, it is available, believe it or not, 24 hours here on the campsite. You just have to go in the direction of the little lake there and then turn to the right. There you got the tide shop. Otherwise, if you feel you want to have some beef, just some folks from the fire launch called us up. They had got some stuff from eBay. It's amazing. It's beef for 80 people. So if you feel hungry and want to have beef, go there. You just have to go to the sea again and then turn to the left side. So you got some food on both sides, just by the lake. And otherwise, just jump in if you feel like. So, I hope you enjoy the chaos we make here and the music we play. And now we have some music from Rage Against the Machine, Guerrilla Radio. Enjoy it.
In here, what better time than now?
I trusted you too well. Sometimes I just feel like shaming at myself. Sometimes I'm in disbelief, I didn't know. Somehow I need to be
I can't wait.